WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. We're diving deep into a topic that's close to all of our hearts, or should I say, minds, because today we're talking about prioritizing your mental health and taking care of yourself. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another self-care podcast, hear me out. This isn't about bubble baths and essential oils, although those can be nice. This is about building a foundation for genuine well-being, the kind that helps you handle life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Think of it as mental armor, but instead of steel, it's forged from mindfulness, self-awareness, and a whole lot of heart. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than the Mona Lisa smile? You know that feeling when you're juggling work, relationships, responsibilities, and trying to squeeze in some semblance of a personal life. It can be overwhelming, right? That's why prioritizing your mental health isn't just a nice to have, it's a necessity. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build that mental armor and rock your world. 1. Recognize your triggers. Think of triggers like landmines that can explode and throw you off course if you're not careful. What are the situations, people, or thoughts that tend to send your anxiety levels soaring? Is it a crowded elevator, a difficult conversation, or even just scrolling through social media for too long? Identifying your triggers is the first step in navigating them effectively. 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, although that would be pretty cool. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It could be as simple as focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day, noticing the sensations of your body, or savoring the taste of your coffee. The key is to bring your awareness to the here and now, rather than getting lost in worries about the future or regrets about the past. 3. Move your body. Ever notice how exercise can make you feel like $1,000,000? It's not just about physical health. Moving your body releases endorphins, those magical chemicals that act as natural mood boosters. Don't pressure yourself into grueling workouts. Find something you enjoy: dancing, hiking, swimming, even just taking a brisk walk, and make it a regular part of your routine. 4. Cultivate meaningful connections. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and building strong relationships can have a profound impact on our mental well-being. Don't underestimate the power of laughter, shared experiences, and simply being there for each other. 5. Seek professional help when needed. Listen, sometimes we all need a little extra support. There's no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor if you're struggling. It can provide guidance, tools, and strategies to help you navigate challenges and build resilience. Think of it as investing in your mental health. It's an investment worth making. All right, let's talk about a real-world scenario that might resonate with some of you. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your boss just dropped a mountain of new tasks on your plate. Suddenly, your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel that familiar wave of anxiety washing over you. What do you do? You could let the stress spiral out of control, but there's another way. You could take a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and remind yourself that you've got this. You can use your mindfulness skills to ground yourself in the present moment, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and then strategize how to tackle those tasks effectively. Maybe you break down the big projects into smaller, more manageable steps, or prioritize the most urgent items first. Whatever works for you, remember that taking a proactive approach to managing stress can make all the difference. So, let's recap. Prioritizing your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. By recognizing your triggers, practicing mindfulness, moving your body, cultivating meaningful connections, and seeking professional help when needed, you can build a strong foundation for well-being and navigate life's challenges with confidence. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Take care of yourself, and the world will see the amazing person you truly are. And hey, before you go, share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback helps keep the Anti-Anxiety Stoic running strong. Until next time, stay calm, stay cool, and keep rocking your world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.